the church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Hear us who might deceive us.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. There are certain social institutions, for lack of a better word, that are the bedrock. They're kind of the foundation of society. Oddly enough, they are the very things that are being redefined, moved around, in some cases entirely abandoned. Now, people who understand how this works say, how can a free society continue if we are tampering with things like the family or religious liberty or freedom of speech? Those are good questions because the future is at stake, at least the future of a free society as we know it is at stake, even if some people want to stick their heads in the sand and say, no, we can tamper with all these things. We could essentially move the foundation, change the foundation of the house, and the house above will remain strong and intact. It doesn't work in architecture or building, and it doesn't work in society either. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Hans Feeney joins us to talk about socialism, the family, and the church on this Friday afternoon. He's pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois. He's creator of the series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, and he's a senior contributor to The Federalist. Hans, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
That's great to be back.
You have recently written this, and I'd like you to explain it. The irony of socialism is that it tries to create a nation of people motivated by the greater good, primarily by dismantling the family and the church, the two institutions most critical for curbing man's desire to operate purely according to self-interest. What do you mean by this?
Yeah, well, I think the problem that socialism sees, or that people of a socialist mentality see, is they see that self-interest is not always great for society. So kind of this Adam Smithian notion that basically people pursuing their own self-interest is ultimately where society develops in the greatest way. People who kind of think sort of purely in capitalistic terms, that basically if you just leave people to pursue their own interest, that's what's going to be best for society. And that'll have the best result. It's just kind of an odd, in some ways, it's sort of an odd mentality. This is kind of my light criticism of the libertarian mindset, which is basically the idea that they concede that governments are sort of inherently unworthy of trust because they're filled with corrupt people. And yet they somehow sort of have this notion that individuals are somehow trustworthy in the sense of pursuing their own interests, that things will go well. So I think throughout history, socialists have seen that there are real problems that arise in the society when people are operating according to self-interest. But the strange way in which they try to solve that is by, as I said in the quote, is by dismantling the two institutions that are most critical for curbing man's desire to operate purely according to self-interest. So in other words, if you want to fix the problems that come along with capitalistic society, if you want to fix the problems that come with a free market, if you want to fix the problems that come where you have sort of, you know, an unequal distribution of wealth, things of this nature, that the problem that really needs to be fixed is people being motivated purely by self-interest. So if the problem is Bob can make more money by taking advantage of Phil, that you recognize, well, the problem is that there has to actually be a change in Bob's heart in order for him to not want to take advantage of Phil or take advantage of anyone else for that matter. And so you need to have institutions that are actually going to teach him otherwise, that are going to encourage him to do otherwise, that are going to show him the benefits of actually caring for his neighbor. And those two institutions are the church and the family. And so when the state comes along and basically sees the church and the family as a threat to its own power and its own authority and seeks to dismantle them in all different forms, really what ends up happening is that the people who should most be on your side for helping to rid society of the worst problems of people operating according to self-interest, those people are no longer there to help you.
So this serves as a kind of, as you said, a hard critique of socialism, which does have as part of its stated agenda in one form or another, the state, in essence, either substituting for or replacing family and church, and a soft critique of liberalism, which it gets to the same place, but just by sitting back and saying, if it doesn't affect me personally, I don't really care what happens.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think, so there's no perfect system, and which I think is something as Christians that we need to realize. I mean, so God institutes earthly governments precisely because we all have a sinful nature, and there needs to be some form of curb in society. So, I mean, Christians are certainly free to disagree and have different theories, based on what we observe in the world as to what those best systems are. And how to kind of faithfully, or what systems best enable us to carry out our vocations as Christians, and things of that nature. But there's no perfect system. I think oftentimes one of the problems is that we will have sort of a uniform, or we'll be joined together with people kind of on the other side of the ideological table as far as diagnosing a problem, but oftentimes we have very different solutions to that problem. So hopefully, your average kind of modern conservative could look at a lot of the problems that come about in a society that operates according to greed and that operates according to self-interest, and we can say, yeah, this is definitely a problem. We should seek to curb this in whatever appropriate ways there are. And likewise, people of a more liberal bent, of a more socialist bent, can see the same problems. But as I said, I think the problem comes about, and the main thing that we end up having to deal with is that when the state takes over so much power that they are indoctrinating children in schools against what it is that their parents would teach them, when we're seeing sort of an increased voice on the left nowadays as far as removing tax-exempt status from churches that don't kind of get in line according to issues of marriage and things of that nature. So when you have this voice basically saying we need the power of the state to dismantle these institutions of church and family so that we can have greater influence over people, what people need to realize is the state is never going to be better at forming people's hearts than the church is. The state's never going to be better at teaching citizens what is right and what is wrong. They're never going to be better at that than a mother and father are who are faithfully raising their children to lead godly lives. And so what ends up happening is that you only end up making these problems exponentially worse. It's actually fairly similar to, if I'm to be a little self-promoting, a video that I'm trying to finish up hopefully in the next couple of days for Lutheran Satire, dealing with something that I see in the feminist movement. It's just a kind of an odd thing where Christians and feminists are completely united on identifying a problem, and yet somehow in the minds of so many modern feminists, the Christian church is somehow the enemy. So they look out of the world where you have massive problems of pornography addiction, where men have no interest in treating women with dignity and honor, either within marriage or outside of marriage, where men disdain marriage, where they think that they are entitled to women's bodies and things of this nature. And you sit there, and as Christians, we're sitting here going, yes, I know, we agree, these are terrible problems, and we're the only institution left on the face of the planet fighting against them. And who's the only group of people in the entire world telling men that they are not entitled to women's bodies, and that woman's body does not belong to him, telling a man that a woman's body doesn't belong to him until God gives them to each other through mutual agreement in the bonds of holy marriage? Well, the church is the only one saying that. Who's the only? What's the only institution in the world saying to men, stop frying your brains on pornography and go out and actually have loving, meaningful, faithful relationships with women? It's the church. And so it's the church, and it's the family that's crafted by the teaching of the church that actually teaches and raises men to be the kind of men that they need to be. And yet somehow modern feminism has identified the only institution left on the face of the planet that's actually going to work at solving this problem as the enemy. It's just a very kind of odd thing.
Pastor Hans Feeney is our guest. We'll take a break when we come back on this Friday afternoon. I'll continue our conversation with him about socialism, the family, and the church. He's pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois, creator of a series of comical videos. He just mentioned one of them called Lutheran Satire, and he's senior contributor to The Federalist. More with Pastor Hans Feeney right after this. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Brooklyn, New York. Hope Lutheran, Birmingham, Alabama. Our Savior Lutheran, Paradise, California. St. John Lutheran, Ray, Michigan. Peace with Christ Lutheran, Fort Collins, Colorado. Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran, Kimberling City, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Salinas, California. St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin, and St. John's Lutheran, Colton, California. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, and click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler, or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit WittenbergAcademy.org.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
St. Jacobi Lutheran Church in Shawnee, Wisconsin has a special guest each and every week. It isn't you, but it is Jesus Christ. He is a guest, and he is also the one who comes to serve you with his preached word and his broken body and shed blood. You are invited to be served by Jesus on Saturday evening at 6:30 and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Visit www.stjakobi.org for more information.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about socialism, the family, and the church. Pastor Hans Feeney is our guest. So you say that the family and the church are really the two institutions that are working and fighting the hardest in order to curb our natural inclination toward acting in purely from self-interest. Let's be specific. How does the family do this?
Well, the family does this starting from husband and wife. by showing us what it means to live your life in service of someone else. So this is the great thing about marriage. This is why I think it's such a frustrating young thing to see so many young people put off by the idea of marriage and delaying it, and oftentimes because they have this notion that this is somehow bondage. And the reality is that, and so kind of their idea is, well, I guess if at some point I need to become a slave to this thing, I at least have to make sure that the person I'm enslaving myself to is the right one. When the reality is, marriage is profoundly freeing, because it frees you from the utter slavery of self-interest. It frees you from the utter slavery of living in service to your own whims and your own sinful desires. And your own just scatterbrained thoughts as to what you want to be and do in a world that has no sense of direction for you. And what marriage does is it places someone in front of you and it says, serve this person. Live in service of this person. Honor this person. Cherish this person. Love this person. Everything you do, orient it around being faithful to this person and fulfilling the vocation, whether it's husband or wife, that God has given you. And so what marriage starts off doing is it says, this person is more important than yourself, and then this person's needs are more important than your own desires. So that's the very essence of belonging to each other as husband and wife. And then, of course, the children that are the fruit of that one flesh union, you have the same thing there, in that when a man has children, that he lives in service of his children, that he lives in a way that is intent on providing a better world, a safer world for his children, that his whole center for being focuses on their needs and what's greatest and best for them. This is obviously the same thing for mothers as well. So just the very act of belonging to someone and of being responsible for someone that naturally pulls you away from just simply living in service of yourself, which is really the best and greatest thing that a person can have. There's nothing in the end that's just more aimless and unfulfilling and unsatisfying and depressing than trying to live in service of yourself and then ultimately finding no real pleasure in it.
Pastor Hans Feeney is pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church, Shanahan, Illinois. He's created a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, and he's senior contributor to The Federalist. You can find out more about Lutheran Satire under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Hans, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Anna Mussman about book bans on both the left and the right. She says they are proxy political wars, and conservatives are losing. We'll find out what she means after this.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. K-12 Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.